Good day to our esteemed audience. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We dissect major headlines in the insurance industry in Australia, translating them into bite-sized pieces, keeping you abreast of the critical news you need. Let's kick off with the recent decisions impacting consumers and businesses alike, starting with a key ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, who recently ruled against a refund request by an Australian man. The man argued he was misled during his online credit card purchase from Latitude Finance into thinking that consumer credit insurance coverage was mandatory. Unfortunately for him, AFCA concluded that there was no evidence to support his claim, and the insurance was indeed presented as an optional add-on. His request for a refund of $3,612 Australian dollars was declined. This decision adds a notch to AFCA's commitment to transparency in financial products disclosures, underlining the importance for consumers to take time to understand optional add-ons. On a more celebratory note, Qantas, Australia's flag carrier, made headlines in a positive light. Their travel insurance product was honored with the 2024 Mozo Experts Choice Award for the annual multi-trip travel insurance. Mozo appraised Qantas's comprehensive protection, including coverage for trip cancellations, as well as delays and lost luggage, outperforming 81 policies from 37 insurers. So, if you're considering traveling soon, Qantas's award-winning policy looks promising. Still, remember the golden rule of always checking the policy specifics to make sure it's right for your needs. Meanwhile, in the world of travel insurance, another fascinating study was released by Southern Cross Travel Insurance. They recently laid bare the 10 most cost-intensive travel insurance claims lodged by Australians last year. The Paramount claim, a staggering $672,630, was filed by a 76-year-old woman who suffered a stroke while she was in Albania. This highlights the unpredictable nature of travel and reiterates the importance of comprehensive travel insurance, especially for medical emergencies, to curtail unexpected costs. Finally, a far-reaching problem is affecting homeowners across the country. Home and contents insurance premiums have witnessed an upswell by up to 65% over the past 5 years. This hike, which has outmatched both inflation and wage growth, has been attributed to extreme weather events and increased reinsurance expenses, among others. An alarming 15% of households are encountering insurance affordability stress, which potentially puts a strain on property valuations and lenders' mortgage portfolios. The Insurance Council of Australia is sounding the alarm bells for reforms in this regard, with an appeal for improved building standards and meticulous disaster planning. And that wraps our weekly segment today. Remember, for more on personal and business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in. Until next Monday, I'm Paige Estrotori, taking you through the ins and outs of the insurance world.